You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
On April 2nd and 3rd, agents with Canada Border Services Agency raided three Ontario processing plants. Workers were held at gunpoint and more than 100 people were arrested. Tomorrow, it's expected that 41 of the foreign workers will be deported to Thailand. Justicia for Migrant Workers, along with No One Is Illegal, labor organizations, and other community groups, has been organizing actions in support of the detained workers. Adriana Paz is a co-founder and organizer with Justicia for Migrant Workers BC, and she joins me by phone this morning. Hello, Adriana.
Hello, Jane.
Is this has this type of mass arrest of workers that just happened in the Toronto area, has it happened before in Canada?
Not at the same scale that happened the last weekend, because before we have seen 2 years ago an immigration raid where 25 deportees were detained and after deported, but we have never seen, this is the largest immigration raid in Canadian history.
Why is this happening now?
Well, I think this is really part of a systemic attack that the immigration policy and system it's doing against migrant and immigrant communities. We have seen since 2 years ago a very different measures and different initiatives from the Conservative government. For example, the adoption of the Bill C-50, which was what they were changing a very important aspect of the IRPA, which is the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act. And then we have seen an unprecedented expansion of the temporary workers program, which are really employer-driven programs where employers act as immigration officers because the main criteria here is economics. And then we have seen the introduction of a new way of immigrating, which is the introduction of the Canadian Experience class. So this is not a surprise for migrant workers advocates. This is a trend that a conservative government is following up since a couple of years ago. So other thing that I want to point out is that in the mainstream media, this has been portrayed as a time of in economic crisis times, whether migrant workers, temporary workers, undocumented workers should stay or not. So this has been framed by the media, the mainstream media discourse, as a way of protectionism in times of economic crisis. But I will say that this is not the case, because this is, as I said before, a systemic attack against the most vulnerable members of our societies, who are undocumented workers and temporary workers.
So you're saying then that is just an excuse to say, oh, well, we're in a recession, we don't have jobs, we can't have these people coming here and taking our jobs. You say that's just an excuse for a political point of view?
Yes, I say that is an excuse, and it shouldn't be an excuse, because the government, if we look at the flawed immigration policies and system that we have, it's where we should be looking at. For example, there are so many flaws in the temporary workers program that allow and that these workers failing into a real limbo situation. When I say this, I mean, for example, many workers are recruited through unscrupulous recruiters that go to their countries, for example, Thailand, China, Mexico, Philippines, and they have to pay, we have heard that even have to pay between $5,000 and $10,000 to get a work permit visa, what they call placement fees, even though sometimes this means that these recruiters didn't even find a real job for them. So these workers come here with a promise that they will have a job. They don't have a legal job. In some cases, the recruiters agencies, they take away their passports and documents, and so then you have a massive thousands of workers in this situation who come here with recruiters. And then on top of that, instead of, for example, placing or doing monitoring and reinforcement and placing charges against these recruiters and companies who use these recruiters, what we see is that there is an attack and criminalization against these workers who come here to find job and to sustain their families.
So there's no penalties for the recruiters or for the employers who are employing them under the table?
No. For example, in Ontario with these immigration rates, no charges have been placed to either the recruiters or the company, only to the workers. And in many cases, it's more than over 100 workers have been detained. And among these workers, there are undocumented workers and other workers that have a temporary work permit visa, and other workers who are in this limbo situation because they are waiting for their papers to get a work permit visa. But because the immigration policies is so flooded and is so slow in order to get or renew a new work permit visa, they ended up in this situation where they don't have a clear status in the country.
Are the kind of jobs that workers are doing in the underground economy, the kind of jobs that Canadians who have status, citizenship, landed immigrant status, permits, are they the kind of jobs that those Canadians would be doing?
No, and especially because of the working conditions, because of the extremely low wages, Canadians won't do it if you have the option to move to another employer. For example, many of the workers who have been detained in Toronto, they are in the meatpacking processing plants in farms. So they are making $8 an hour, between $8 and $9 an hour for 12, 14 hours of work, with a really back-breaking work. So Canadians, if they have the option to find another job, they won't do this job.
So that whole argument is completely bogus then?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
What's going to happen to the detained workers?
Well, the workers who are going to be deported tomorrow, they have been tricked by the immigration officer, CBSA officer, saying that if they voluntarily decide to return to their countries, then they maybe will be allowed to enter again. We know that this is not true. This is not the case. So they are going to be deported. 40 Thai workers are being deported tomorrow. And this is completely illegal because these workers didn't even have the chance to receive legal advice. They don't know what is going on. Many of them didn't have access to a lawyer, and they are advised to leave the country because it's better for them. So they are confused. They don't have money. They don't have legal representation. And so this is an illegal way of proceeding from the part of the CDSA officers.
What are the legal rights of undocumented workers in Canada?
Oh, well, that's a very tricky question because, as I said, among these workers, there are undocumented workers, but I put sometimes quote-unquote because many of these workers fall into this category of undocumented workers because they are in process of waiting their work permit visas. So there are many other, depending on each case, there could be ways of looking, for example, possibilities and to argue and to ask for a different procedure so they can have the option to fight for the legal rights here in Canada. It's to me right now will be a bit difficult to say because it's a very confusing situation for many of them that they don't have, for example, the papers, but they are waiting for the papers. And other cases, the workers never came under a temporary worker program, but because they don't fall into the point system of the immigration point system, they don't qualify for that because they don't have money. They are not rich people. They are not educated. So in this sense, it's very discriminatory. The immigration point system. So they are here working because they have to sustain their families. In any case, what is important to me to point out and to focus is that instead of criminalizing the workers, instead of increasing this type of illegal rates, I will say that the government should really look to a regularization program and a regularization amnesty for these workers instead of criminalizing and going after them. They also should be looking into, for example, improving working and living conditions instead of criminalizing workers, because this is a clear message for the rest of the migrant workers population that if they exercise their rights, there are going to be represalias against them.
What kind of role has the media been playing in this story? Have they been covering it?
I will say that in Toronto they have been covering, but the way that they have been framing the debate, it's mostly around in time of economic crisis, should migrant workers stay or not? First place, should migrant workers be allowed to come? So the whole debate, it's been framed in a way that is taking you away from the main problem, which is we don't have an immigration system that is based on solidarity, that is based on human values, and that is based in compassion. Here we have an immigration policy and system that is based only on corporate greed, that commodified migrant workers and brings them in terms of economic boom, and then when there is no when there is recession, then they just simply fire or deport them.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Adriana.
Thank you to you, Jane.
I've been speaking with Adriana Paz. She is with Justicia for Migrant Workers BC. You can find a link to their website and information on actions to support recently arrested workers in Ontario from our website, and our website is cooperadio.org/redeye.